Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Seamus Toomey with a River North crime story that we should know about. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is something we've been hearing about for about 4 years or so. They're called the Puffy Coat Bandits, and it's a crew of guys. Many of them wear black puffy coats, for the really shiny ones, and they sort of distract diners at River North and some Mag Mile area restaurants. They'll come up to you when you're dining. Maybe a friend will stick a flyer in front of you and start talking fast, while the other one's grabbing a purse or, you know, stealing a wallet or a bag that you have. And then they disappear quickly. They run to a Target or a Best Buy and they run up the credit cards before you even realize your purse is gone. About 100 incidents in the past 3 or 4 years. They nabbed what they thought was the leader of the crew a couple years ago, and he's been in and out of jail since then. But they struck again recently, and three of them got caught. They were had ripped off somebody at the Fogo de Chao, and then they got caught at the Cheesecake Factory. So they got caught red-handed at the Cheesecake Factory. But we got a hold of some police memos, and they said, you know, this is just kind of scratching the surface. There's we got three of them, but there's probably 10. So it's just sort of an old school scam where you just distract somebody. So, you know, keep the main thing is just sort of keep an eye on if you're, you know, you're out dining anywhere, it's probably a good idea not to leave your phone unattended or your purse on the seat or behind you. Just kind of be careful, because people have been doing it for a long time, and then these guys are still doing it now.
Mostly in the River North neighborhood?
Yeah, that's been where this particular crew, the media calls them the Puffy Coat Bandits. The police call them the Sharp Crew, named after the ringleader. So, but yeah, it's mostly been just in the sort of crowded River North, and then spilling over into the Mag Mile area.
Okay, be careful out there. This is good news. People in the suburbs know about the Pita Inn, great fast casual Middle Eastern food, and now they're going to be opening in the city, aren't they?
Yes, they're getting their Pita Inn is getting opening its first restaurant in Chicago proper. It's coming to the Six Corners neighborhood. The address is 4035 North Cicero, and this is where the Sears used to be. There was a Sears Auto Center behind it. They're redeveloping that whole area, and the Sears Auto Center area is going to get this Pita Inn. This is, Bob, my favorite Mediterranean restaurant in the world. I sort of measure all Mediterranean restaurants by, are they as good as Pita Inn? They opened in Skokie on Dempster in 82. I think I've been going to them since about 85, when my friend in Skokie told me about it. I probably eat there once a month, and they started popping up there in Wheeling, Glenview, Mundelein, Naperville now. Chicago folks on the Northwest side won't have to go all the way up to Skokie anymore. But yeah, it's cheap. You can get full for, you know, $10 or so with the businessman special if you get there before 3. So good stuff and very good hot sauce. So highly recommended.
Yeah, really good food, and they are really fast. And finally, the Chicago Park District streamlining their summer day camp registration. What's this? What are they doing exactly?
Yeah, this is usually like one of the bigger complaints of Chicago parents, is that the Park District camps are great and they're inexpensive, and it's really good things for the kids to do, keep them busy in the summer. But they're really hard to get into. They fill up within seconds. The people line up online with 15 tabs open. It's like getting concert tickets. So they're trying to make it a little bit better. I think that the best way would be if they had a lot more camps, but that, you know, it's hard to do. But they're going to do an easier way to create an account. They're going to better flag the high demand ones, so you kind of go into it needing a backup plan. They're going to have a map where it'll show you all your backup plans in your area, really just trying to just make it faster. They're going to have a couple free webinars next Tuesday. You can go to the Park District website and sign up for those and see if you can learn some some tips on how to get through the process. But as a reminder for the folks that are trying to do this, this is April 19th and 20th, which is not this Sunday, but the Sunday afterwards. So get your rest, get your computer ready and your tabs open if you're trying to get into these camps, which are a lot cheaper than private camps, obviously. But that's why they're so popular.
Right. And we have more for you. Go to blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, I'll meet you for some chicken shawarma, okay?
I'm there. I'll meet you there.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.